Pavlich, Biden absolutely disgusting for excluding Hunter's daughter with stripper. By Elaine Mallon on July 29, 2023. President Joe Biden and his wife Dr. Jill Biden finally acknowledged the existence of their seventh grandchild, Navy Joan, 4 years after she was born, and now, everyone on both sides of the political aisle is coming for them. The Biden's acceptance of son Hunter Biden's love child with former stripper London Roberts came in a statement shared with People magazine on Friday evening. "Our son Hunter and Navy's mother, London, are working together to foster a relationship that is in the best interests of their daughter, preserving her privacy as much as possible going forward," the statement to People read. "This is not a political issue, it's a family matter. Jill and I only want what is best for all of our grandchildren, including Navy." For years, President Biden and the First Lady publicly ignored their granddaughter's existence despite a 2019 DNA test proving Hunter was the father. Breitbart News' Jordan Dixon Hamilton previously reported the numerous occasions the Bidens excluded Navy Joan. While campaigning, Jill Biden said, "We have three children, and we have six grandchildren," at a town hall event in April 2020, omitting Navy Joan. In December 2021, the Biden family excluded their seventh grandchild from a Christmas celebration at the White House. The Biden family displayed six Christmas stockings for their grandchildren, omitting Navy Joan, while including one stocking for their dog. The president refused a security detail for his granddaughter, and in April Biden continued to publicly deny Navy Joan as his own flesh and blood. "I have six grandchildren. And I'm crazy about them. I speak to them every single day, not a joke," Biden told children at a White House event. Accepting Navy Joan into the fold, President Biden will now have a grandchild to call every day of the week. The White House announcement comes a month after Hunter Biden and London Roberts settled their child support case. It also comes weeks after the New York Times published a piece calling out President Joe Biden and Jill Biden for their poor treatment of their granddaughter. Author Maureen Dowd wrote, "My sister and I often disagree about politics, but this is not a political issue to us. It's a human one. Joe Biden's mantra has always been that the absolute most important thing is your family. It is the heart of his political narrative. Empathy, born of family tragedies, has been his stock in trade. Callously scarring Navy's life, just as it gets started, undercuts that." While left-leaning media outlets may turn a blind eye to Hunter Biden's laptop, even their anchors said the president's denial of his granddaughter has gone on long enough. This was becoming a storyline the White House could no longer ignore, MSNBC host Jonathan Lemire tweeted. Town Hall's editor-in-chief, Katie Pavlich, tweeted she found the announcement to be disgusting. Joe and Jill Biden's rejection of their granddaughter for 4 years, while refusing to tell Hunter to grow up and take responsibility for his daughter, and now issuing an acknowledgement in People magazine to get good PR, says so much about who they are. "Absolutely disgusting," Fox News contributor and Town Hall editor Katie Pavlich tweeted.